This is Lisa Stone with Parenting Aces, and I'm sitting in the media dining room at the U.S. Open with Thomas Schubert of TennisBalls.com. Thomas, thank you for being with me today.
Appreciate being here. Thanks for having me.
So you came up through the juniors and are now on an adventure on the professional tour. I wanted to ask you, in your junior years, what are the best things that your parents did to help you?
I think the best thing that my parents did, namely my father, who was very actively involved, is he kept things fun for me. He allowed me to develop a passion for the game. There's always the idea that there are parents that kind of push their kids into tennis and those that kind of allow their kids to play tennis. He was definitely not a pusher parent, and I really appreciate him for that.
If you had to give them one thing that you would have liked to have seen them do differently, what would that be?
Now that I'm a world-ranked player and I see the differences between the guys that are top 100, top 500, top 1,000, I really wish that my father had pushed me during the years between 11 and 15, more so, when, that's definitely an age where you need to develop solid mechanics and just put in the hours. Later on in my career, later in high school and then into college, I kind of started late and realized, I really got to work extra hard. So that's why I put in double the amount of time these days to try and catch up. But there's no substitute for putting in the time and the effort and the hours, namely, at those critical aged years. Because then when you're an older teenager, your body matures, but you want to have that foundation that's built already. And it's tough to build that foundation when you've got stress and college to worry about and work. So definitely kind of wish that had happened.
And now that you are pursuing a professional career in tennis, what are the things that you learned or experienced during your junior times that have kind of parlayed into helping you have success or to keep pushing through the professional ranks?
From the juniors, I can definitely say anything can happen on any given day. Juniors are not professionals. They're not going to be as prepared as professionals. They're not going to have an entire view of what's going on. That's why it's so key to have really great coaches around or mentors or parents that definitely look at tennis as more of a global way to live life. It's not just about hitting forehands or hitting backhands. But after that, college really prepared me for the professional circuit because you go through stress and you go through hardship like you don't do in the juniors, and that really makes you mentally tough, not to mention physically with all the travel. I was lucky enough to have a really old school coach, Brad Pierce, at BYU, who really didn't take any excuses from me, and I was leading a team of really fine guys, and it was up to me most of the time to be an example. And for me, that's not just tennis related, that's in life. You want to be an example, you want to be a good role model. So in that regard, I have to include that college tennis also helped me on the pro circuit. After that, there's just no substitute for hard work. That's pretty much the long and the short of it. Every top 100 player will tell you, and they once started on the same courts that you did. So you can't feel, slighted in any way. You can't feel like, they're special or different in any way. No, they started from the same humble backgrounds that you did. So.
And when you made the decision to play college tennis, at that stage of the game for you, were you thinking of going straight to the pros, or was college always part of your plan?
As a junior, I didn't really have a plan. I had the ability to play against some top players. I didn't have good results. In my opinion, I was a terrible junior. I was lucky that Brad Pierce offered me a full ride for 4 years. He approached me. And he said, whatever your aspirations are, I can help you develop a game that could help you in the pros. He was the only college coach that told me that. everybody else kind of wanted to offer, you know, money or offer the parties or the atmosphere. And I said, you know, I'm actually looking for a real coach, you know, kind of for the first time in my career. So that really attracted me. But I lost my train of thought.
Well, so making the transition then from juniors to college and then to the pros, it sounds like things just kind of moved in a logical progression for you.
Yes. After playing college tennis and then realizing, you know, I do need a degree for the rest of my life, there has to be a plan B, whatever you do. I said, you know, I can. I started to believe I can play with these guys. If I put in the work, I can do it. You know, when you're playing up against the top players in college and you're competing well and you have chances to win, you definitely feel like on any given day you can come up with a victory. So, you know, I did what every college graduate does. You start coaching tennis for, you know, a few months just to decompress. You just spent 4 years of your life, you know, playing for a university, not necessarily yourself, but so played a future, very first future I'd played in like 5-6 years, qualied, got a point, you know, all of a sudden life changes. Now I can say, walk into a room, you know, and it's people look at you differently. So it just kind of transitioned into that, and I started to believe more and more in myself, started to really simplify and hack away at the unessential. So yeah, it did take a logical, you know, kind of progression step. That's not necessarily good for everybody, but that's just kind of how it worked for me. But I encourage anybody who you know, who plays college tennis to understand the idea that they can play professional tennis, whether they think so or not. The level is pretty much quite the same. It's just a difference in scheduling and a difference in mentality once you're finally out there, and of course, discipline.
I have to ask a question that one of my readers has requested of me, and that is, when you were in the juniors, and a young junior, did you ever use the backboard or the wall as a practice partner?
All the time. And I know that some of the best players in the nation also did. Not just in juniors, but in futures events, you know, because nobody wants to go and hit with the kid, you know, for fear of whether he's inconsistent or whatever. But I've got, you know, hundreds of videos of me hitting up against the wall since I was a kid.
Thank you so much for sharing your journey with us, and we wish you all the best as you pursue your career both on the court and off, and look forward to reading lots of success stories that have the name Thomas Schubert associated with them.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks for the sentiment. It's tough to tell you everything in such a short time, but I hope it was concise enough, and hopefully you can understand that where I'm coming from, and that you know, tennis is our passion, so we definitely want to take care of it and respect it.
Thank you, Thomas.